主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是耶稣来建立新约，经文出自哥林多后书第三章六到十二节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
时间过得非常快
，Time flies，
又是圣诞的季节
，Now we welcome the Christmas season。
我们的主非常的伟大
，Our Lord is so great。
他的降生改变了全世界
，And His birth has brought change to the whole wide world and mankind。
因为他的降生
，And because of His birth，
我们有喜乐
，We have joy，
我们有盼望
，And we have hope。
信他的人有永生
，And those who believe in Jesus Christ shall have eternal life。
这是确确实实的
，And this is sure and final。
先首诗歌一百三十五。
Let's sing the hymn number 135。
Oh,
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
在主降生的那一个晚间
Oh, on the night Jesus Christ was born
牧羊的人在旷野里面
And the shepherds, they were in the wilderness
非常的孤单
They were lonely
然而忽然天使向他们显现
All of a sudden, angel appeared to them
在天上成群的天使向他们歌唱
And angels, the heavenly hosts appeared to them
报给他们最美丽的佳音
Announced to them the most beautiful glad tidings
就是天地的君王
That is the king of heavens and earth
人类的救主
The savior of mankind
以基督已经降生
Christ, the Lord has been born
写一首诗歌136
Now let's turn to hymn 136
姐妹仍然站立
Let's remain standing, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告
Let's bow our heads, join our hearts in one accord, and pray together.
亲爱的天父
Dear Father,
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你
We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为今天是一个伟大的日子
Today is a great day.
基督为我们降世
Christ was born for us.
他传讲神的道。
He preached the word of God.
他用神迹奇事证明他是神的儿子。
He proved that he was the son of God by the signs and wonders and miracles.
众人要拥戴他为王。
All the people shall crown him king.
但是主耶稣顾念人类。
But the Lord Jesus Christ remembered the mankind.
因为他必须先替我们死。
Because he came first, he must die for us.
才能够赎去我们的罪。
And he died to redeem us from sin.
所以他欣然地走上十字架的路。
Therefore he went to Golgotha, the Calvary.
在十字架上他流出了宝血。
And there on the cross he was crucified and shed his blood.
他是完全无罪的。
He was totally sinless.
他为我们成为罪。
But for us he became sin.
他替我们死。
And he died on our behalf.
流出宝血。
He shed his blood.
洗净我们的罪。
To wash away all our sins.
直到一切相信他的人。
So that all those who believe in him.
不至于灭亡。
They shall not perish.
反得永远的生命。
But have everlasting life.
是的，他曾经替我们死。
Yes, he died for us.
然而照着他所说的。
But according to what he promised.
第三天他复活了。
On the third day he rose from the dead.
他战胜了死亡。
He has conquered death.
他为我们带来了永生的盼望。
He has brought upon us the hope of eternal life.
今天就是耶稣复活得胜的日子。
And today is the day we celebrate the resurrection and the victory of Christ.
主啊，我们的心因你而喜乐。
Lord, our hearts rejoice because of you.
我们的生命因你而有意义。
And our life become meaningful and valuable because of you.
我们的工作因着你而有力量。
And our work has the strength because of you.
我们的明天比昨天更加光明。
And our tomorrow is brighter than today because of you.
因为主已经复活了。
Because Christ is risen.
他升到天上去。
And he ascended into heaven.
他坐在父神的右边。
He was seated at the right hand of God the Father.
天天为我们祷告。
He make intercession for us daily.
同时他也预备了一个美丽的家。
At the same time, he is preparing for us a beautiful home above.
预备好了。
When he finish preparation.
他要再来。
He shall return.
他要接教会到他天上的家。
And he shall receive the church into his home above.
所以我们这些在地上敬拜你的人。
Lord, all those of us who worship you on earth.
有一天要在天上敬拜你。
One day we shall worship you in heaven.
想到这些事情。
When we think of all this promise.
我们的心今日非常的喜乐。
Today our hearts are filled with joy.
虽然我们仍然在地上。
Though we are still living on earth.
我们可以开始敬拜。
We can start worshiping.
你也要用你的话语来喂养我们。
You also strengthen us, nourish us with your promise.
所以我们今天恳求你。
Lord, we pray today.
洁净我们的心。
Sanctify our hearts.
打开我们的心门。
And open up our ears.
来接受你的话语。
To receive your word.
就是即将要传讲的道。
That is the word is about to be preached.
主啊，请你用你的话语安慰我们。
Lord, comfort our hearts with your word.
用你的话语教导我们。
Teach us with your word.
使到我们听了你的话语。
So by hearing your words,
我们照着去遵行
and we do it accordingly,
在生活中不断地结出果子
and we bear the fruits in our daily living,
来荣耀你的名
and to glorify your name.
主啊，请你建立这个教会
Lord, build up your church here,
使到我们在神的恩中成长
so that we will grow in the grace of God,
成为一个荣耀神的教会
we will become a church that glorify God,
成为一个传真理的教会
we will become the church that proclaim the gospel,
成为一个领人归主的教会
become a church that lead the lost back to the fold.
愿你的名在我们的教会得着一切当得的荣耀。
And may your name be glorified here in this church.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you, God, for your grace.
今天每一位到你家里的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, may everyone who come into your house today.
愿他们都从你那里有恩典可以得。
May they receive a portion of grace from your hand.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 弟兄姐妹，我今天要跟大家分享信息的题目是耶稣来建立新约。
Brothers and sisters, today's message is Jesus came to establish the new covenant.
主耶稣基督降生有很多的目的。
The Lord Jesus Christ was born for many purposes.
圣经说耶稣来要寻找要拯救失散的灵魂。
The Bible said that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save many souls.
耶稣来为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Jesus came to destroy the work of the devil.
耶稣来为要除掉我们的罪。
Jesus came in order to take away our sin.
耶稣来使我们能认识天上的神。
Christ came to enable us to know the God of heaven.
耶稣来要给每一个相信他的人永远的生命。
Jesus came to everyone who believes in him eternal life.
今天我们要讲耶稣到世界的另一个使命，就是他来为要建立新约。
Today we talk about another mission of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came to this world, and that is to establish the new covenant.
我们刚才读的经文，
The scripture we read earlier.
使徒保罗用比较的方式来讲到旧约跟新约的不同。
The Apostle Paul compared the New Testament and the Old Testament with the methods of comparison.
比较通常有两个特征。
Now in a comparison, normally it has two features.
第一，比较是一点一点的做。
First, comparison is point by point.
还有一层次一个层次的来做。
And then it also is done with individual levels.
第二，比较不是为了说谁好谁不好。
Second, comparison is not in order to prove who is good, who is not good.
而是要显示他们的不同点发挥不同的功用。
But to show the differences and their different functions.
下面我们看保罗从三个方面来比较旧约跟新约的不同。
Now we will look at the three levels or three aspects of comparison that Paul made to distinguish the old covenant and the new.
第一，在新约里，神赐下圣灵。
First, in the new covenant, God gives his Holy Spirit.
圣灵给人永生。
The Holy Spirit gives people eternal life.
经文第六节说，那字句是叫人死，圣灵却叫人活。
In verse 6, the Bible says that the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
那字句是指着摩西颁布的律法。
Now the letter refers to the law of Moses.
你问摩西的律法怎么叫人死呢？
You ask, how does the law of Moses make people die?
回答，律法的功用第一是定罪。
Answered, the functions of the law first is to condemn.
第二是审判。
Second is to judge.
第三是刑罚。
And the thirdly it is to judge. To punish.
所以律法不是叫人活，乃是叫犯罪的人死。
For this reason, the law make people die, not to give life.
但是圣灵来了，却给人永远的生命。
But the Spirit came to give people eternal life.
你问圣灵如何给人生命？
You ask, how does the Spirit give people eternal life?
首先，约翰福音三章十六节说，
First John 3:16 says,
说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That God loves the world, he has given the world his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的，就是信耶稣的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all who believe in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life.
耶稣升天以后就赐下圣灵。
Up to Jesus ascended to heaven,He gave the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来的工作之一是给人信心，相信耶稣，接受耶稣。
The work of the coming Holy Spirit is to give faith to people to believe in Jesus.
人有了耶稣，就有永远的生命。
And once a person believes in the Lord Jesus, he has eternal life.
有生命就有希望。
And when you have life, you have hope.
有生命就能够活着。
When you have life, you can live.
有生命就能够做讨神喜悦的工。
And when you have life, you can do the work pleasing to God.
但是旧约的律法却不同。
But the law of the Old Testament is different.
旧约的律法命令我们行善。
The Old Testament law commanded that we do good.
但是它没有给我们力量来遵行诫命。
But it doesn't give us the power to keep the commandment.
但圣灵来了。
But the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵给我们力量遵守神的诫命。
And the Holy Spirit gives us the power to observe the commandment of God.
旧约的律法像一面镜子，把我们脸上的肮脏显露出来。
The Old Testament law is just like a mirror, and it shows all the ugliness on our face.
但是圣灵像一个清洁剂，把我们的肮脏除掉。
But the Holy Spirit is just like the detergent that wash away our dirt.
律法像一个病理的分析师，告诉我们说你是有病的。
The law is just like a disease and analysis who show us that we have sickness.
他说你这个病是没有希望的，没药可医。
And they tell us that your sickness is fatal. There's no medicine for it.
但是圣灵来了，像一个外科医生。
But the Holy Spirit came just like a surgeon.
他把肿瘤切掉，给我们带来新的生命，新的生机。
He cut away the tumor and give us new hope to live new life.
律法叫人说，你要为你所犯的罪负责任。
The law says you must be responsible for the sin you have committed.
但圣灵来了，就把人带到耶稣基督的面前。
But the Holy Spirit came and he brought people to the presence of Jesus.
使得我们求告主的名，我们就得着饶恕，得着怜悯。
So that we can call upon the name of the Lord to receive forgiveness and mercies.
旧约把人带到死的地步。
The Old Testament law lead people to death.
但是圣灵来了，把我们从死亡当中拯救出来。
But the Spirit came to deliver us out of death.
圣灵让我们过新的生活。
And he enabled us to live a new life.
弟兄姐妹，这是耶稣降生来的时候所做的事情之一。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is one of the things that Jesus came when he was born.
第二，他说新约的职事充满极大的荣耀。
Second, the Bible says the ministry of the new covenant is filled with glory.
第九节说，若是定罪的职事有荣光，那称义的职事荣光就越发大了。
Verse 9 says, if the ministry of condemnation has glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness abound in glory.
这里保罗称旧约的律法为定罪的职事。
Here, the Apostle Paul refers to the Old Testament law as the ministry of condemnation.
他称新约为称义的职事。
And he refers to the new covenant as the ministry of righteousness.
他就说称义的职事比定义的职事更加有荣耀。
And he is saying that the ministry of righteousness has more glory than the ministry of condemnation.
弟兄姐妹，这句话是使徒保罗亲口说出来的。
Brothers and sisters, this statement was made by the Apostle Paul.
这是一个了不起的一句话语。
It is a very outstanding statement.
因为保罗是一个固守旧约律法的人。
For the Apostle Paul is a man who kept the Mosaic law perfectly.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
他生在Cilicia的大属。
He was born in Tarsus of Cilicia.
他长在耶路撒冷。
He grew up in Jerusalem.
他在加玛略的门下受教。
He studied under Gamaliel.
他按照律法严谨的，照着犹太人严谨的律法受教。
And he was instructed according to the strictest law of the Pharisees.
他比任何的犹太人更加的热心。
And he was more enthusiastic than any other Jews.
但是像保罗这样的人竟然说旧约的律法是一个定罪的职事。
But a man like Paul would make a statement that the law of the Moses is the ministry of condemnation.
旧约的律法不能叫人称义。
The Old Testament law cannot justify people.
只有信靠主耶稣叫人称义。
Only by believing in Jesus can people be justified.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个震撼天地的宣告。
Brothers and sisters, this is an announcement that shakes heaven and earth.
但这里保罗并不是说旧约的律法不好。
But here the Apostle Paul is not saying that the Old Testament law is not good.
其实旧约的律法有它的功用。
In fact, the Old Testament law has its function.
只是它没有一个功用，就是叫人因守律法而称义。
But it doesn't have one of the functions we need, and that is to make people justified by keeping the law.
你问什么叫做称义？
You ask what is justification.
回答义就是完全无可指责。
First, righteousness or being justified, it means that you are perfect and you are blameless.
照理你要守全律法才能被称为完全人。
According to common sense,You must keep the law perfectly in order to be perfect.
但人因软弱没办法守全律法。
But men, because of our weakness, we are not able to keep the law perfectly.
所以在旧法的律法律在旧约的律法底下，没有一个人能称义。
Therefore, no one could be justified under the law.
神就差遣自己的儿子来到世界。
For this reason, God.Sent his son to the world.
他成为人的样式。
He became a man.
他守全了律法。
And he kept the law perfectly.
又为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And he became a sacrifice for our sin.
直到律法所要求的义成就在凡相信主耶稣的人身上。
So that the righteousness required by the law.It's been fulfilled in those who believe.
这就是神在律法以外给人开一条又新又美又活的路。
And this is what we mean by God opened a new and a living and a glorious way outside the law.
不是借着守全律法而称义。
It is we're not justified by keeping the law perfectly.
乃是信靠主耶稣基督而称义。
But we are.Justified by believing in Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，你信靠耶稣，神就称你为义。
Brothers and sisters, when you believe in the Lord Jesus, God justified you.
你被神称义，就可以坦然无惧到神的面前。
And when God justified you, you can come to the presence of God with a clear conscience.
你就可以跟神建立亲密的关系。
And you can build an intimate relationship with God.
神要将儿子的名分赐给你。
God will give you a sonship.
神要将天上的基业赏赐给你。
And God will reward you with a heavenly inheritance.
弟兄姐妹，你若明白因信称义的道理。
Brothers and sisters, if you understand the truth of justification by faith,
你真的就重生了。
You are truly born again.
你就能够脱离罪的重担跟辖制。
You can be free from the burden and the control of sin.
你可以得到完全的释放与自由。
You can gain perfect freedom and relief.
在十六世纪初
，the beginning of the 16th century，
在德国有一个修道士，他的名叫马丁路德。
In Germany, there was a monk whose name is Martin Luther.
在外表上，他守全了修道院一切的要求，一切的规章礼仪。
In the outward appearance, he seems to have kept all the law and regulation and requirements given to him by the monastery.
但是他的内心没有平安。
But there is no peace in his heart.
他的良心在控告他。
His conscience constantly accuses him.
他的心灵时常被搅扰。
And his spirit was being upset many times.
他意识到自己没办法站在公义圣洁的神面前。
He realized that he himself could not stand in the presence of the righteous and the holy God.
虽然他守全了这个奥古斯丁这个修道院所有的规条，但是他并不真正的爱神。
Even though he has kept all the Augustinian monasteries regulation, but he doesn't really love God in his heart.
其实他恨这位公义的神。
In fact, he hates this God of righteousness.
他说神为什么要审判罪人呢？
And he say, how, why does God want to punish sinners?
为什么要审判在暗昧中所做一切的事呢？
Why does he punish all the things done in secret?
所以马丁路迪意识到，虽然口中没有用言语去亵渎神。
So Martin Luther realized that even though he did not blaspheme God with his lips,
但是他向神生气。
But he was angry with God.
他抱怨神。
He complained against God.
他心里面有苦毒，有愤怒。
He was filled with bitterness against God.
所以他非常的沮丧。
So he was discouraged.
他不知道如何去面对上帝。
He did not know how to face God.
但是他读到新约关于因信称义的道理。
But then he read the scripture and he came to the point where the Bible taught about justification by faith.
他发现这位公义的神对人的要求是什么呢？就是因信耶稣基督而称义。
And he discovered that God's requirements for people is that you just need to believe and you will be justified.
马丁路德就明白过来。
And Martin Luther came to his senses.
他说人能够到神面前是因信耶稣。
He realized that man can come to the presence of God by believing in Jesus.
而这个信心是神给人的礼物。
And this faith is a gift God gives to man.
罗马书第七章十二节说
,Romans 7:12 says,
律法是圣洁的。
The law is holy.
诫命是圣洁的。
The commandment is holy.
诫命是公义的。
And the commandment is also righteous.
诫命是良善的。
The commandment is good.
但是新约来到的时候就更加的荣耀了。
But when the new covenant came, it is even more glorious.
就像你看到蜡烛的光很可爱。
It is just like when you look at the lights of a candle, it is lovely.
但是当太阳光辉普照大地的时候，蜡烛的光就不算的什么。
But when the sunlight covers the whole land, the light of the candle becomes very insignificant.
在约柜上面的基路伯，约柜上面的天使是重要的。
The angels, the cherubims on top of the Ark of the Covenant are glorious.
但是因为那象征着神荣耀的同在。
Because it signifies the glorious presence of God.
但是当神借着圣灵住在我们里头的那个同在就无比的荣耀了。
But when God, through the Holy Spirit, dwells in our hearts, the glory of His dwelling is even more glorious.
我们不是只是看着约柜，那这个约柜上面的基路伯。
We're not only beholding the angels on the Ark of the Covenant.
他乃住在我们的心里。
But we have God who abides in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，这样的事实是因为耶稣基督降生的缘故。
Brothers and sisters, this fact is because Jesus was born for us.
第三，他说新约是长存的。
Thirdly, Paul says that the new covenant is everlasting.
第十一节说，若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
Verse 11 says, For if that which fades away was with glory, much more that which remains is in glory.
那废掉的是指着摩西上山到神面前的一个特别的经历。
Now that which is fading away is a reference to Moses' specific experience when he went up to the mountain to see God.
出埃及记第三十四章告诉我们。
The book of Exodus 34 tells us.
摩西到山上去，到神的面前领受神的诫命。
Moses went to the mountain to the presence of God to receive the Ten Commandments.
当他离开神面的时候，下到山的时候，他的脸充满了荣光。
When he departed from God, came down from the mountain, his face was shining.
但这个荣光不是永远的停留在他的脸上。
But that glory The signs on his faith did not remain forever.
这个荣光会渐渐地淡化退去。
The glory on his face slowly faded away.
但是这里称新约的荣光是长存的。
But here the Apostle Paul refers to the glory of the new covenant as that which is remaining.
就是永远都不会退逝。
That is that it never fades away.
神的荣耀，神的美丽一直地展开，直到永远。
The glory and the beauty of God is unfolding forevermore.
在希伯来书里面有两个字贯穿着整卷书。
There are two words in the book of Hebrews that permeates the entire book.
一个是更美。
One of them is better.
一个是永远。
The other is everlasting.
是的，希伯来书讲到新约有更美的盼望。
Yes, the book of Hebrews said that the new covenant gives a better hope.
有更美的应许。
It gives a better promise.
耶稣基督献上更美的祭物。
That Jesus Christ offers up a better sacrifice.
他给我们一个更美的复活。
He gives us a better resurrection.
有更美的家乡。
And he provides a better home.
有更美的约。
And he made a better covenant.
你说更美是跟什么相比啊？
You say, in comparison with what is everything better?
就是跟旧约的律法相比。
And the answer is, it is in comparison with the Old Testament law.
在旧约律法没办法做到的事。
In the things that the Old Testament law could not do.
在新约，在圣灵的里面都全部成全了。
In the New Covenant, in the Lord Jesus Christ,Everything is being fulfilled.
更美还有另外一层的意思。
Now better has another level of meaning.
就是没有比它更好了。
It means there's nothing that is better.
它是最美的。
It is the most beautiful.
因为是神儿子的工作。
Because it is the work of the Son of God.
它是我们的中保。
He is our mediator.
为我们的罪，他成了赎罪祭。
For our sin, he became the sin offering.
神的公义没有显明在律法上。
The righteousness of God did not reveal on the law.
神完全的公义乃显明在耶稣基督并他钉十字架上。
But the perfect righteousness of God is been revealed in Jesus Christ and his work on the cross.
贯穿希伯来书还有另外一个字就是永远。
In other words,That run throughout the whole book of Hebrews is the word everlasting.
他提到永远的救赎。
It talks about the eternal redemption.
永远的基业。
Eternal inheritance.
永远的福音。
Eternal gospel.
永远的爱。
Eternal love.
永远的祭司。
Eternal high priest.
永远的中保。
An eternal mediator.
永远有功效的约。
The eternal.Effective law, covenant.
这一切都是借着神儿子耶稣基督而成全的。
All of this have been fulfilled through the Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这是神在新约里面给人的恩典。
This is the grace that God has given to people in the new covenant.
弟兄姐妹，在神话语的亮光下，我们看到旧约跟新约有不同的特色。
Brothers and sisters, in light of the Word of God, we see that.The New and the Old Testament, they have distinct characteristics.
他们也有不同的功用。
They also have distinct function.
旧约开始于西乃山。
The Old Covenant began with Mount Sinai.
但是在加略山的十字架上，旧约就告了一段落。
But on the cross at Calvary, the Old Covenant came to an end.
旧约只能够走到这里。加略山就给他带到完美的地步。
The old covenant could only come as far as Calvary, but Calvary carries the purpose of God to a perfection.
所以我们说，耶稣的新约超越了摩西的旧约。
Therefore, we say the new covenant of Jesus superseded the covenant of law of Moses.
但是有一点我们必须澄清。
But we must clarify a point.
守律法不能叫人得救。
Keeping the law does not save people.
但一个得救的人却要遵守神的律法。
But a saved person would keep the law.
有圣灵的帮助，我们就能够守全神的律法。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can keep the law perfectly.
我们也乐意遵守神的律法。
And we are glad to keep the law.
靠着肉体不能做到的，住在我们里面的圣灵就帮助我们成全了。
What we could not do by our flesh, we could do it through the Holy Spirit.
最后，保罗在第十二节说。
Finally, the Apostle Paul said in verse 12,
他说我们既有这样的盼望就大胆地讲说
Therefore, having such a hope, we use great boldness in our speech.
保罗在这里因着耶稣的新约非常的兴奋
The Apostle Paul was extremely excited because of the new covenant of Jesus.
早些时候在第六节他说我们靠着主能够承担这样的职事
Earlier, in verse 6, he said, by depending onThen on God, we can fulfill these wonderful things.
保罗是一个非常熟悉旧约制度的人。
Apostle Paul was a man greatly familiar with the Old Testament system.
在旧约的制度里。
In the Old Covenant system.
如果一个人想要亲近神，要服侍主，神他必须借着一个家族的关系。
If a man wants to come close to God, to serve God, it must come through a family relationship.
例如你要在会幕里服侍神。
For example, if you want to serve God, in the tent,
你必须是一个利未人，是一个利未人的后裔。
You must be a Levite or descendant of a Levite.
如果你要进入圣所或至圣所去服侍。
If you want to enter into the holy place or the holy of holy to serve God,
只有亚伦跟他的后裔有这样的荣幸。
Only Aaron and his descendants have this privilege.
但是保罗不是亚伦的子孙。
But Paul was not a descendant of Aaron.
保罗也不是利未人。
Neither was he a Levite.
所以在旧约里面，他没有资格来服侍神。
So in the old covenant, he is not qualified to serve God.
他没有一个机会去参与神的工作。
He did not have an opportunity to participate in the work of God.
但在新约里，他宣告说：“我成了新约的执事。”
But in the new covenant, he declared that I become a minister of the new covenant.
我可以承担传福音的职任。
I could bear up the responsibility of preaching the gospel.
保罗的心非常的兴奋而感恩。
The Apostle Paul's heart was excited as he was grateful.
他说：“这一切都是出于神。”
He said, "All of these comes from God."
只有神能够做这样的事。
Only God could do these things.
因为神在新约里面借着他的儿子为我们建立一个全新的系统跟制度。
Because God, in the new covenant through His Son, has established a brand new system.
使到所有在基督耶稣里面的人都能够亲近神，服侍永生的神。
So everyone who is in Jesus Christ can be drawn close to God and serve the eternal God.
弟兄姐妹，今天你真心相信耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, today you sincerely believe in the Lord Jesus.
你能够像保罗一样的宣告说，我们是大有盼望的。
Then you can declare like the Apostle Paul that we are people of great hope.
我们有盼望，因为神的应许已经实现了。
We have hope for the promises of God have been fulfilled.
我们有盼望，因为耶稣已经降生了。
We have hope because Christ was born.
我们有盼望，因为基督在十字架上成就了救赎的恩功。
We have hope because Christ accomplished the work of redemption on the cross.
我们有盼望，因为圣灵正在运行做工。
We have hope because the Holy Spirit is at work.
我们能够像保罗在十二节说，我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆地讲说。
We could say together with Paul that since we have such a hope, we use great boldness in our speech.
是的，我们应该告诉人。
Yes, we must tell people.
旧约开始于摩西。
That the old covenant began with Moses.
新约开始于主耶稣。
And the new covenant began with the Lord Jesus.
旧约开始于西乃山。
The old covenant began with Mount Sinai.
新约开始于耶稣最后的晚餐。
The new covenant began with the final last suppers of Jesus.
旧约是给以色列人的。
The old covenant was for the Israelites.
新约是给全个人类。
The new covenant is for the entire human race.
从性质上看。
From the perspective of nature.
旧约是有条件的。
The old covenant is conditional.
就是你必须守全律法。
That is that you must keep the law perfectly.
但是新约的人却要信耶稣所成全的一切。
But the new covenant people must believe in all the things Jesus has accomplished.
圣经说我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
The Bible said that we've been saved by grace through faith.
从服事的祭司来看。
From the perspective of the serving priest,
旧约的祭司是由有罪的人来承担。
The Old Testament priest had been, they are sinful people. Old Testament priest, priesthood is borne by old, sinful people.
但是新约的祭司是无罪的耶稣来承担。
But the new covenant priest is being responsible by Jesus.
旧约的祭司会死。
The old covenant priest died.
他死了就由下一任的祭司代替。
And he is succeeded by the next generation of priests.
新约的祭司只有一位，就是永活的救主耶稣基督。
The new covenant priest is only one, who is Jesus Christ.
从献上的祭物来看，
from the perspective of the offering being offered up,
在旧约献上无数的祭物。
In the Old Testament covenant, the Jews offer up countless sacrifices.
那些祭物是牲畜的身体。
And all the sacrifices were made up of the animals' bodies.
牲畜不能够替人赎罪。
But the animals could not redeem people.
牲畜不能叫人的罪得赦免。
The animals' blood cannot help people's sins been forgiven.
但是新约的祭物是耶稣基督。
But the new covenant sacrifice is the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣以自己的身体为祭物为我们献上。
Jesus Christ offered up his body as a sacrifice.
他的生命是神儿子的生命。
His life is the life of the Son of God.
他一次献上就解决了全人类罪的问题。
When he was offered up once and for all,He solved the problem of sin of the entire human race.
从盼望的角度看，
from the perspective of hope,
旧约的人盼望基督的来临。
The Old Testament people look forward to Jesus coming.
但在新约里，耶稣基督已经来了。
And in the new covenant, Christ has come.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天将要守主的圣餐。
Brothers and sisters, today we will observe the Lord's Supper.
守圣餐在传达一个信息。
As we observe the supper, we are conveying a message.
就是耶稣基督已经来了。
And that is that Jesus has come.
我们是大有盼望的人生。
And that we are people of great hope.
我们不是靠守律法称义。
We're not justified by keeping the law.
我们乃靠信耶稣基督而称义。
We are justified by believing in Jesus.
我们不是因为守律法而得救。
We have not been saved by keeping the law.
但一个真正得救的人必然守主的律法。
But the truly saved will surely keep the law.
我们感谢耶稣基督的救恩。
We thank Jesus for his salvation.
我们也感谢神给我们旧约的律法。
We also thank God for the old covenant God gives us.
没有律法，我们不知道何为罪。
Without the law, we don't know what is sin.
没有律法，我们不会仰望救主耶稣。
Without the law, we would not look to the Lord Jesus, the Savior.
没有律法，我们不会珍惜救主耶稣。
Without the law, we would not value the Savior Jesus.
但是因为主耶稣，新约更美。
But because the new covenant of Jesus is better.
新约更加荣耀。
Because the new covenant is more glorious,
新约使人大有盼望。
Then the new covenant gives us great hope.
这一切就是因为耶稣的降生。
All of these are because of the birth of Jesus.
今天的信息就分享到这里。
This leads to the conclusion of the message for today.
当年圣诞之夜，东方出现。星 王继位博士结伴同行寻求真道，他们穿过荒漠，跋山涉水都爬到崖，晨星照耀在前，黑夜之中指点
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是加略山基督教会制作的。你若正在寻找教会，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的教会是加略山基督教会，目前有三个聚会地点。我们的本堂在 Chino 市，地点是3945 Schaefer Avenue。教会的联络电话是909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684。我们的英文堂是每个主日上午9:30开始聚会，中文堂和儿童崇拜是11:00开始聚会。此外，我们在 Eastville 分堂聚会的地点是在 Ronald Reagan Elementary School。聚会时间是礼拜天上午10:00，学校的地址是8300 Field Master Street Eastville， 询问的电话号码是951-934-6282。此外，我们还有一个粤语堂的崇拜，时间是在每个礼拜天上午10:30开始，聚会的地点在北美中华福音神学院内。地址是在1520 West Cameron Avenue West Covina， 联络电话是626-905-3370， 各位朋友，再次谢谢您的收听，愿上帝赐福给您。下个礼拜天同一时间，我们空中再会。
牺牲使我长久。